Take my hand, I'll teach you to dance. I'll spin you around, won't let you fall down. Would you let me leave?
Yes, but I think it's a little bit more than that. I think the governments across the world did not act strictly enough. They were too lenient. I think what should have been done at the very beginning, as soon as there was a hint that something could become a pandemic, the government should have stopped all flights completely. Like China, all outbound and inbound flights all stopped until the situation was contained and everything could be controlled. So in my opinion, it's besides hygienic standards, it's also about the way that governments reacted.
Yeah, that's the aftermath or something, some actions, follow-up actions, I think, right? They seem not to be ready for that. Although we have experienced so many different diseases, new ones, they can never be ready.
But that's the thing. On the other side, that's hindsight is 2020. So it was very difficult to predict. And of course, the governments don't want to cause economic collapse. So it's understandable why the governments took the actions that they did.
Okay, yeah. So I will explain the words first. Leaning, 刚才提到的说就是怎么说呢，政府过于宽松或者是对于一些事情过于松懈，就是不是 not too strict or not strict enough to something or don't take the proper actions or measures as they should have. Yeah, hint 就是我们说到的迹象 hint。当然了，它动词表示说暗示啊 ，hint you something 就是我暗示你一些事情。然后这个是 hint， 然后 there is a hint， there were hints 都可以啊，因为它是表示是 it's countable， right？ Hint。Outbound and inbound flights 就是进出口航班吧，就我们说入境和出境的航班，现在就是说 governments actually have some kind of restrictions on the outbound and inbound flights, right? But they should have done it long ago. Anyway, like you said, I agree, They probably don't have the foresight and nobody can predict the future. We just, have to take some follow-up measures. Just to try as hard as possible. Yeah, I think the governments are doing a really hard job, very tough job.
I agree.
Anyway, we are not the government, so we should feel more assured that we are actually, I think quite fortunately is that we are staying like two safest countries. If Indonesia is not the safest countries among, safer countries in comparison, right? With other countries. So get stuck there. I think it's good. And I think I really love getting stuck here in China. Anyway, at the end of this session, we'd love to leave you several questions to think and maybe to practice a bit with the words and the phrases we mentioned today. So I guess my question, Christian, is I want to ask our listeners, what's their attitude about the new coronavirus and the spread and maybe the responses of governments of different countries? Yeah. Do you have any questions?
That sounds good.
Okay. So you have a question to ask?
I guess what I would ask is which of the countries I visited sounds the most interesting to visit?
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one too. So I think this is all we have time for today, right?
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah. Nice to talk to you. And I look forward to talking to you soon again. Yeah, next time maybe we'll talk about something not so sad. Okay, anyway, your experience is really fun. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. That love, they're playing our song.